Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
And important is the code word because Shippy, we get some audio we've got to play for the first story of the day.
This is exciting.
Shippy sent this to me. I was getting ready to head up here to Arlington, which will be the home of Mudbug Bash on Saturday. You still get tickets at 1053thefan.com/Mudbug.
Levitt Pavilion over there on the other side of the highway, Tizzle.
Yes, sir. I love that place.
I do, too.
Got a Polyphonic Spree concert there coming up this summer.
They're playing Mudbug?
No, Levitt Pavilion.
No.
Yep.
Is it Alicia Levitt Pavilion?
So, basically, you get your typical ten-second clip. You've got your typical news set.
Yep.
Newsman throws it over to the weather lady, but it was, you know, morning TV. We like to give birthday shout outs, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to give a birthday shout out to this 60-year-old television viewer.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 80-year-old television viewer.
Okay.
Let's take a look at birthdays and anniversaries in the meantime. Happy 80th birthday to E. Norma of Quitman. Happy birthday to you, Miss E. Norma. Hope you have a wonderful day.
I'm sorry. Is that E. Norma Stitt?
Stitt.
So E as in like maybe Eleanor.
Yeah, like Eleanor.
Eleanor.
But she went by Norma.
Norma.
Yeah.
Last name Stitts.
Yeah.
So if you're driving around in your car right now, just say it all out loud together real fast. E. Norma.
I love Norma.
Stitts.
She's got a cafe.
Yeah.
So that's one of the great... So basically, that lady did that, and Bart Simpson was at home high-fiving himself because of the time that he called and asked for Seymour Butts to come to the phone.
Now, I've seen people on the Autoflex Leasing fan text send in, you know, some funny names like that before. Uh-huh. I could see, okay, just got thrown on the teleprompter. They had a graphic made for her.
Yep. Uh-huh.
This had been screened. They had a graphic.
No way.
She was the one chosen birthday shout-out. They weren't just running through, like, 10 or 15, like that one guy does on the Today Show with the jelly.
Roker?
The Smucker's jelly. No, the old guy.
That's not Roker that does that?
Well, he does now because the old guy died probably.
Oh, God, breaking
remember
news.
Remember that old guy that would be outside? The Smucker's jelly birthday lunch.
I'm only familiar with Roker doing it.
Well,
sorry.
You've been watching the Today Show for like 2 years then.
I think that's accurate. I think the Today Show was not a big part of my life until recently.
I forgot what that guy's name was, but it doesn't
matter.
Sounds
like it.
So,
Fred Murray.
Norma. Shout out to her.
Can I hear the audio again?
Yep.
Let's take a look at birthdays and anniversaries in the meantime. Happy 80th birthday to E. Norma Stitt of Quitman. Happy birthday to you, Miss E. Norma. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Miss E. Norma. Okay, so hold on. Can I get a scouting report on this weather lady? Is she younger? Is she older?
She's younger. Maybe
she's not in her 20s.
Like, does she know what's happening?
No.
But listen again and tell me if she got it when she said it.
Let's take a look at birthdays and anniversaries in the meantime. Happy 80th birthday to E. Norma Stitt of Quitman. Happy birthday to you, Miss
E.
Norma.
Beeping it almost sounds like something else.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Like Mr. Richard.
Her last name is Stick.
Everybody's saying Willard Scott is the guy.
Willard Scott is the guy. Yes.
Hey, do you guys know my friend Craven? Mr. Moorhead?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then on the way home, I'm going to pick up some new furniture over there at the Sofa Kingdom, if you guys have ever been out there.
Yep.
I mean, you could do it all day. You
so
just
good.
Could and you shouldn't, but you could do it all day.
You could. Have you guys ever been to that store? So
some guy says, y'all shouldn't have bleeped that out. Sir, have you heard of the FCC?
No.
They do regulate me.
So that whole deal about that place that sells furniture called Sofa Kingdom.
You got it.
My kids love that bit. And they were saying it nonstop around both of their grandmothers.
They don't need to do
and
that.
Then I mean, this has been a couple of years, but then dying laughing. And my mom and you know, I've told you before, Trisha's mom, obviously English is a second language for her. They're both looking at us like, what in the hell is wrong with you guys? Shouldn't you ground them? Like, doesn't it sound like, I don't know. I think it's a pretty funny bit. You know, it's, I don't know. I enjoy it. But anyways, great work, Shippy.
Great job. That will make the News or Not TV news blooper reel for the month of April.
That'll guys, I get all my pins from PennIsland.com.
Okay,
I need some more.
Pretty good.
What?
Pretty good.
Uh-huh.
The bullpen is a mess sometimes.
The bullpen is a mess.
Except when it's not. Elsewhere in the day update, you can stream the Draft 101 event tonight on 105.3thefan.com.
I'm going to do that, and you can't stop me.
Red light cameras will likely be banned in the state of Texas because of a bill that was passed yesterday.
Woohoo!
Finally.
Send two pitches from your cell phone.
Shut up, Chris.
Basically, this is going to take until September 1st before it takes effect. But
so we can run red lights again.
It's not that you can just run them, but you're not going to get – it's going to prohibit cities from operating the photographic traffic signal system. So basically when they send you a letter that says, hey, you ran a red light in Hazlitt last May – send $75 to this address. By the way, if they send you those, because I know we're looking at this not being a thing anymore, don't pay it.
Really?
Not telling you what to do. I'm just saying there's a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, that may or may not work for the station.
Uh-huh, Kavanaugh.
Who just doesn't. He's gone a long time with just not paying him, and there's been no repercussions.
I've heard Kevin Harlan give some commentary on that situation before.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
On not paying bills or
you
not
got a knife in the clink coming up.
No.
That is a personal shout out from Kevin Harlan to a member of our station. If you just decide
is drunk.
If you just decide, hey, I think I'm above the law. I'm not going to meet my obligation
here.
They
can do.
I hope it was worth it, my friend.
Now, hey,
you're going to miss Jeffrey time.
I want to be clear. I'm not telling you what to do or what not to do. You're your own person.
Uh-huh.
You make your own decisions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, I, for one, would extend DAC. But, hey, if you
I would
want
too.
To.
Now, I want to extend DAC.
You were born that way.
I'm just saying, you make your own you make your own decisions when it comes to that.
I wouldn't mind getting Mrs. Stitz on the phone.
Thought this was a pretty good story here. A tweet, a very sassy tweet from, I'm more of a Channel 5 guy. I don't know if I've told you this, but Fox 4.
Is that because of Harold Taft?
Fox 4 weatherman Evan Andrews got a little sassy this morning on Twitter.
Did he proclaim Texas Tech is always the national champion?
At 6:10 a.m., he tweeted a picture of a car and the back window is beaten in by hail.
Uh-huh. Texas Tech is always the national champion.
It says, we apologize that your car doesn't look like this today. We truly do.
Oh, that's a good bit.
So he's getting the back of his fellow weathermen and women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And saying, hey, what'd you guys want? You're mad that the Metroplex didn't get destroyed by severe weather?
No. There's got to be an in-between, though. Because most people got home at noon yesterday. Because the weather forecast was so wrong.
No, they didn't.
KT, they shut down two major airports.
I know they did, but most people didn't get home at noon. Most people worked their full job.
As wrong as you can be.
There's like three examples of some schools letting kids out early.
All those airlines lost about $10 million last night.
It's the airline industry. They'll be fine.
No, I don't think so.
No, they're going to be fine.
I don't think so. Not all those
flights. What are you saying about the future of the airline industry? They're not doing well?
I'm saying they're looking for some subsidies.
Not radio. It's
you have
the airline industry.
You have to be – you can't be so dire, though, to where their schools were being shut down. Dude, didn't everyone leave intercom radio at 3 yesterday except for the on-air people?
Was that because of the bathroom situation?
No, that was last week.
That was Friday.
God, we're like once a week we're letting you out early at intercom.
I don't know how they go.
And we wonder why stocks are down.
I don't know how they go about picking Marconis, but basically 10-3 should be submitted. Gavin Dawson.
To sit there. Yeah, I know.
He was incredible today. He was incredible.
He tore him up. But here's the thing. We've always done this.
Uh-huh.
What is the most important thing you need out of your meteorologist?
Just to know.
A sense of calmness, a sense of accuracy.
Hotness.
Because then you're leaving something up to the great beyond.
Look. I said this a bunch yesterday. Ben kept making the plea, someone please explain to me what the weather is going to be tonight. And I'm like, Ben, you grew up in Texas. You know it changes on a dime. You know, that's just the way it is. But here's what I don't expect. What I don't expect is shut down the entire Metroplex, everyone go underground, and then at 5 o'clock I'm looking going, God, weather so is nice today. Can I take off and get 9 in? I mean, the weather was great. There was nothing wrong with the weather yesterday, and all of the Metroplex was shut down. We had Dan Broganoff on the air twice.
It was the first big scare. This happens. I was talking to my someone I knew the other day. I was talking to them about how whatever it's built up to be something else. We've built it up to be this big weather event.
Right.
It usually disappoints.
It doesn't need
and
to be
when
so
when
extreme
it, and
is
we
the point.
Oh, it could rain. And then it's like, oh, wow, that was more than what we thought it was. Oh, that came out of nowhere. It didn't come out of nowhere. It's the weather.
No, here's what you
do. It's the springtime in Texas, and that's what the weather does.
No, I know.
It's like watching a movie, though. Like, you build up a movie, you go see it. Oh, that wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Right. We just don't need the overhype. We don't need the oversell because there's panic. You're inducing panic.
How do you get ratings if you don't overhype
something? I don't
care
about weather ratings. I just want.
They do.
No, I realize they do, but then you. What happens is when you oversell everything, your credibility is shot.
Oh, I agree.
So don't oversell everything all the damn time.
But that's local news for you.
That's why I always say the next segment's going to suck. But you should listen.
No, that's the – hold on, though. That might be too extreme in the other direction.
I don't understand what you're telling me then.
Just be even keel, baby. Just like let's just keep it in the middle of the road.
But that's how you end up 8-8.
Yep.
I mean, 8-8. Wow, what the
right,
hell is –
Chippy?
Listen to this. Look at what Siri just did. Siri said, okay, playing playlist, grind your skull in, grindcore, mathcore, and other hardcore extremes.
Wow. That sounds like a skull being grinded.
Hold on.
Dude, his phone is sitting on a folder away from him. He hasn't touched it in minutes.
That is the weirdest thing. You know what that is? That's the weather people.
My
They're mad at me right
too.
Now.
The weather people are playing hard rock.
I don't understand what. Look at this. Look at what's playing. It's called Full of Hell by Burning Myrrh is playing on my phone right now.
Or is that the song that God put to play on your phone because we doubted what he was possible of?
That was
weather.
That was the weird. The only thing that would have been weirder is if we had gotten Mrs. Stitz on the phone at the end of that segment.
Here's Rick Mitchell from Channel 5. He said, the easy answer to what happened is that the weather changed. Thank you, Rick. That's what we needed.
That sounds like Jason Garrett explaining his previous season.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.